Morning Watch. Being a vessel unto honor, a fully equipped man of God, by being empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus to fully accomplish our ministry in the unique ministry of God's economy. Week 7. The Lord being with our spirit to be our empowering grace, enabling us to minister the healthy teaching of God's eternal economy. Speaking with healthy words of the grace of life for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Friday, related verses. 2 Timothy 1:13 through 14. Hold a pattern of the healthy words that you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Psalm 45:1 through 2. My heart overflows with a good matter. I speak what I have composed concerning the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. 1 Timothy 4:6. If you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and of the good teaching which you have closely followed. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, guard the deposit, turning away from profane vain babblings and oppositions from what is falsely called knowledge. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to God. Psalm 119:72. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of pieces of gold and silver. Acts 5:20. Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands in like manner dwell together with them according to knowledge, as with the weaker female vessel, assigning honor to them as also to fellow heirs of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Related reading. The good deposit in 2 Timothy 1:14 is the deposit the Lord entrusted to us, in contrast to the deposit we entrusted to him, mentioned in verse 12. According to verse 13, the deposit in verse 14 must refer to the deposit of healthy words, including the riches of life in his word, which the Lord has stored in us. The Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit. Hence, for us to guard the good deposit through the Holy Spirit requires that we exercise our spirit. Today's world situation is altogether concerning how to become rich, yet we should live in another way. This other way is to all the time be nourished with the healthy words. Then we will hold the healthy words in our living as a pattern. Paul lives such a pattern in front of Timothy. Therefore, Paul charged him to keep this pattern. All the saints should hold a pattern of the healthy words. 1 Timothy 6:20 and 21 speak of the grace with Timothy that enabled him to guard the deposit. Timothy had received the deposit of God's grace, mainly through Paul and his teaching. Now Timothy needed to guard it by the grace. The Gnostics thought they were men of wisdom. They tried to convince people by opposition, that is, by contrasting and comparing two things. At Paul's time, the Gnostic teachings and the way of oppositions were prevailing. They called that their knowledge, but Paul said that it was falsely called knowledge. This took away some believers. This is why Paul charged Timothy to turn away from this knowledge of the Gnostics' oppositions, not misaiming concerning the faith. 2 Timothy 2:1 and 2 say, You, therefore, my child, be empowered in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me through many witnesses, these commit to faithful men who will be competent to teach others also. Today, we need to be empowered in grace, which is the processed trying God given to us or dispensed into us for our enjoyment to commit the healthy words we have experienced to faithful men who will be competent to teach the same healthy words to others also. We are to be empowered in this grace, not to do miracles, but to commit the healthy words that we have enjoyed to faithful men to produce many competent teachers whose speaking will inoculate the church against the decline. Man needs God. Jesus is a man fully equipped, saturated, and constituted with God. He is the practical God, God himself. When he comes to you, God comes. When he opens up his mouth, grace comes out of his mouth. This means that God comes out. Psalm 45:2b says, "Grace is poured upon your lips." This indicates that grace continually proceeds out of his mouth. Concerning this, Luke 4:22 tells us that the people marveled at the words of grace proceeding out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus.